Really awesome. So you might be wondering why you're standing around today. Well, we're about to embark on an experience, a journey, because it's our new hero series. Eight Sunday mornings that are going to knock your socks off. I'm not kidding you. We're going to be looking at eight different heroes of the faith, and you're going to discover and learn from their lives. So these are the ultimate heroes. Each can do weird things like climb buildings and shoot stuff out of their hands and heal people instantaneously. Real mutants, okay? So we're going to be kicking off today with Joe. So it's clear today that we need help creating a sermon. And so, because I didn't get time to create a sermon, it is going to be your responsibility to connect with Joseph in 9 different stations, okay? There are going to be 3 comic stations, 3 video stations, and 3 reading stations. You can see that there's a station set out over here for reading, there's a station set over here for reading, and there's a station set up over there. So 3 different readings that you are going to maybe be a part of, not necessarily all of them. And then you can see on that whiteboard over there, and what you would need to do is start on the left and make your way through. And obviously don't just go all stand in front of it, but feed in and move. There's a separate manga version over there, and there's an action Bible version over there. So you're kind of going to journey through those. So that's the manga and also the comic Bible. And finally, on a laptop that's just behind Joe over there by the little notice board, you will have an opportunity to experience God's story and video. Up here, there's going to be a rep at Drew's station over here that you can watch. And finally, here on the Mac, there's going to be a video station, Slave to Pharaoh. Okay, if each of you can grab a piece of paper and a pen, if my handsome assistant can do that, looking very stunning today, Tabojo, you've really pulled out all the stops. And if you can make sure that everyone gets a pen, if you can hand out a few to people and get them spread out quick. What I want you to do as you journey along is I want you to be thinking, what am I learning from the life of Joseph? If Joe is going to speak to me and teach me stuff, what do I learn? Okay, so maybe just an insight or 2 or 3. Here's what I'd like you to do. Try pick up 1 visual station. In other words, a comic station, at least 1 of them. They all tell the same story in different media. Try pick up 1 video station and try and pick up at least 1 reading station. Okay, and you're going to have at least 20 minutes for this. So, and each area is probably about 5 minutes. So you should be able to do about 4 or maybe more, but certainly at least 3. So ideally, don't just do all the comics unless you only read comics. Okay, so on your piece of paper, you will then move into small groups led by our small group leaders. Surprise, surprise. And the question will be, what did you learn? And then there will be some feedback time on the microphone. Each group will come and share 1 insight initially, and then I'll share a few closing comments, and we'll judge who is the most best looking in terms of dress, which I think I'm going to win, hands down. So, are you ready? Find a station and go. Thank you to the readers, those of you who have read stuff, all around the room, in these areas, there's going to be small groups. If you're in one and you want that to be a group, that's cool. You're going to reflect on what you learn. So wherever you can see a group around, there will be a leader in that group. I'm going to write it down. Leaders, just get a few insights from the guys, write a few thoughts down. You're just going to share 1 key thought. So let some of your group share back, okay? There might be some small groups. There's 1 by the computer. There's 1 or 2 seated on the floor as well. Okay, listen up. This is the chance. Here's the real message this morning from what we've learned together. Here's the first one, and we'll move to David's, to Shalom's group, and then we'll move around.
Okay, hello. I just want to be able to see everyone. So everyone's kind of in a U-shape. Anyway, so the main thing that our group kind of looked at was at the way Joseph, at his persistence in his situations, because everything kept on going wrong. First, his brothers were awful to him, then he's sold to slaves, then he's in prison, then he's accused. Oh, wait, he was first accused of adultery, then in prison. Never mind. He was, lots of things kept on going wrong, yet he didn't lose hope. He didn't stay in the jail cell and be like, oh, well, I guess this is it for me, and let me just give up. And no, he continued. He continued to pray. He offered to help people to interpret their dreams. He could have just sat back because he could have thought, oh, well, everything's going wrong. So at the end of the day, after all the horrible things had happened, God gave him his wonderful gift and wonderful status. So everything that went wrong was for a cause. And I definitely, oh, sorry.
Okay, so really basically we decided that Joseph was the Oprah of the Bible because he was like a really big rags to riches story. And you know how Oprah's always like, don't worry, if you keep following your dreams, you can do anything. Yeah, Joseph was also like that. He was like, yeah, if you pray and stuff, you can do anything. Even if they're like demon cows in your dreams, you can do the things. Yeah.
So our main idea was like commitments. Joseph was really committed to God. Like just imagine being in a foreign land where like there's so much temptation at you, like the story, like the incident with Potiphar's wife and stuff, yet he still stayed faithful to God, where everyone worshipped other foreign gods. He must have been so close to God, and also the fact that he heard from God in dreams and stuff. God spoke to him and he felt close to God. So that kind of kept him strong and kept him solid, kept him walking in his faith, yeah.
Okay, with us, our main thoughts were how Joseph always trusted in God no matter what happened. Ups and downs, always trusted. But one thing that we did notice was that he didn't fight back. Like, with all the bad things that happened, he wasn't like, no, why is this happening to me? He knew that God had a plan for his life and that this was probably the route that God wanted him to take.
Okay, so one of the things that our group said is that Joseph had a lot of endurance, and that he could have, at any point, he could have just decided to just give up or think, you know what, I'm not supposed to do this, and it's too hard, and just give up. But instead, he didn't, and he kept on going, and he had a lot of faith, and he continued to just carry out what God was calling him to do.
Our group spoke about that God kept Joseph going on, even though he kept happy in a bad situation when he was down, like in the jails, and he had like no one to chat to. He was still like keeping his cool.
Our group spoke about how Joseph was unfairly picked on by his brothers because his father chose him as his favorite, and in the beginning he wasn't exactly the most humble and person, and he was quite boastful, but in the through his journey of being a slave, he became a better person and he trusted God, and that's why he became the position he was today.
Our group spoke about being positive and successful and humbleness, which is pretty much the same idea, that from the beginning Joseph was humble. No matter what his brothers did, no matter how much they were jealous of him and they treated him bad, he stayed positive. They threw him in a well. He didn't hate them when he saw them, but then he was still humble, and because of that, even when he was sold into slavery, he stayed calm and positive because God had showed him that in the end he was going to be successful, and he trusted God because of that. And in the end, he became the governor, which shows success, and because he was humble, because he didn't complain when Potiphar's wife blamed him, he stayed positive and God fulfilled his promises.
Well, firstly, my group and I decided that Joseph's brothers' lives changed drastically after they had sold him as a slave, which comes down to no bad deeds goes by unpunished. God's plan might seem terrible at first, but in the end, it all works out. The journey is greater than the destination. And then, last but not least, if you resist temptation, all good will happen to you. Thanks.
So
So if you didn't enjoy the format today, if Damien could just wave. We were having a milkshake one afternoon, and I said, how could we do Sunday better? And he said, we could have more interaction. So if you don't like today, stone him in the car park afterwards. It was his idea, right? So we've seen some phenomenal insights, haven't we? Just from one story. And I mean, you guys have put together what we couldn't do. So I think maybe by way of summary, dream big. Don't be afraid to dream. Dream, you know? But I want to suggest, maybe more importantly, that you have to trust God. Once you've had the dream, you have to trust God in that in the now and the not yet. Because if you think of Joseph, he gets this incredible dream, but before it's going to be realized, he's going to be in a pit, he's going to be a slave, and he's going to be in prison. And maybe he had to go that route. Maybe he had to go through that character development in that tough time. So if you've got that dream, and think about Moses' dream. You're going to let these people go. And he's like 40 years in the wilderness. Jesus, he's going to liberate the people. 40 days in the wilderness. It's like there's always that time of preparation. But in that tough time, stay focused on God. And have integrity. When Potiphar's wife comes, she will. It might be a handsome young guy in some other context. It may not just be a girl. For some of you, it might be some guy. Something that's going to derail you from your mission, from fulfilling that dream. Be sure that you're going to flee, even if it means leaving your best tackies and cap behind. Credit God along the way. Joseph never said, I'm the dream interpreter. He said, Pharaoh, I can't do that, but God can interpret your dream. So always reflect the credit for what happens to God. And manage your success. And success will come, but don't let it go to your head. You know, use your success for the good of others. Joseph made sure his family was taken care of. And that was the point of the story, ultimately maybe, that God's redemptive story was unfolding, and he was going to use Joseph to bring about the redemption of his people so they wouldn't die from the famine. And stay humble. You've said that really well, Dominic, that despite what he became, he was humble. Someone said up here, you didn't start out humble. You know what I mean? He started quite proud, and he shouldn't have been bragging with his dream to his brother. So stay humble. Forgive. He could have said, off with their heads. Don't like those brothers. They stabbed me in the back. I'm going to stab them in the face. You know what I mean? But he didn't. He was humble. And prosper correctly in the end. Look to what's true prosperity, not just the biggest BMW and the biggest house and the best rags. It's focusing on God and your relationship with God and blessing others is ultimately what our journey following Christ is all about. Let's pray together. Lord, we want to thank you that you chose to preserve through writers, this phenomenal story of Joseph. Thank you that to some extent we've been able to enter into it and journey with Joseph this morning. We thank you for what we've learned from both internal, as we've reflected on these stories, as we've listened to readings, as we've watched the story unfold, as we've then written and shared with each other. We thank you, Lord, from what we've heard this morning. We pray that each of us right now would take away something that would make our lives more heroic. Everyday heroes doing what you've called us to do. In the incredible name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, make sure you're with us next week when we look at Rebecca. We will be back next week for sure. So God bless. Chill for a while.